You're coming for graduation pictures, where you bet. Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. Check our previous works. Book a studio session, explore our artist lunch packages, or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Yo, Pig, Greedy, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? This is Cadence Weapon. You're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM. Wrap it up.
Hey, everyone. It's me, the Album Authority, and I hate to break it to you guys, but these are not live episodes of Album Authorities. This is previously aired episodes. Like all great movements, I need my time to go back, to refresh, to regroup so that we can build this movement stronger. They asked me which episodes do I want. I said I didn't care. Because all I make is classics, all I make is hits. So enjoy these previous episodes of Album Authority, and I will come back to you guys in September with more fresh, revolutionary, world-changing radio. Hello and welcome to Album Authority. This is episode 39 of this show, which I just said is Album Authority. What is Album Authority? What is influence, really, if we think about it? Well, I consider right now, especially, you know, Album Authority really is a voice in the dark. It's a sign of continuity, stability, education. It's a sign of the good that's left in this world and in these trying times. And we all know what happened this week down south and all of the instability that's going on, and people are scared, you know. And all I can say to them to reassure them is that whatever happens, Album Authority is here for you. I am here to wrap you all in a warm blanket of my words. In days where everything seems so unstable, Album Authority is like a rock in the raging sea. You know, it doesn't move, it stays. Even though the tides come and they go, Album Authority is here to stay. And we're always here, me and my team of tens of thousands of people. Yeah, that's right. It takes tens of thousands of people to make this show happen. But, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, as they say. And but even change touches Album Authority. We change here. And today, it's with a heavy heart that I tell you all that this is the last episode of our goth season. It's been a good 2 months, I think. Has it been two? I think it's been a bit over 2 months. It was supposed to be two, but I ended up taking, like, I think 2 weeks off for midterms. But it's over now. The leaves are almost gone. They're almost... I'm looking out the window here, and there's... Actually, most trees, honestly, have leaves on them now that I'm looking out the window. At least the trees on my street are mostly gone, devoid of their leaves. It's starting to get cold and dark at, like, 5 p.m., and honestly, all of this just sounds like more reasons to keep doing goth season. And honestly, maybe if it's dark at like 4 o'clock, this is why I should be only listening to goth music. But whatever, okay? Halloween is past. That's the marker we're going to use here. That's my reason. And I wanted to end this this goth season here, as I've called it, with, I guess, the closest thing to a goth band that I've heard from a local band here in Winnipeg. And a band that I love. Maybe there are other goth bands in Winnipeg that A, I haven't heard, and B, I wouldn't like. Who knows? And today's album is the band, the Winnipeg band, Beth. It is Beth's first album called Beth. Okay, I'll try to see how many times I can fit. This is their self-titled from 2017. It's an album, but it's, I think it's kind of closer to an EP. I had this whole debate one time with, probably many times actually, with my friend. Is 24 minutes the length of an LP? I do not think so. Anyways, so it's more, probably more fitting to say EP. Anyways, this is the band Beth's, technically their first album. They also have a single released in 2021. It's really good, obviously. I love everything this band does. I've seen them, I think it might be, how many times is it now? Three, maybe four times live. They are incredible live. They're one of my favorite bands in Winnipeg. And every time I see them, I'm blown away. Their recorded stuff is pretty good, too. I've listened to their limited recorded catalog. But live is better. I'll get into it, but I think just live you can hear the bass a lot more clearly than you can on the recorded stuff. So I highly recommend everybody to see them live here in Winnipeg. And I saw them this Halloween, which was very fitting, where I went as Liam Gallagher, and I was trying very hard to listen the whole time, but I was just talking to my girlfriend like 50% of the show, and I think we were coming up with scenarios where like a medieval peasant was dropped into like a rave or something. I don't even remember anymore. Who knows? And because I'm a nerd, I had to leave at like 11:30 because I had an exam the next day, which... Let's talk about this. Next week, there will not be an episode of Album Authority, okay? I'm getting ahead of myself here. Because it's reading week here at the U of M, which is awesome that we finally have a week off. But why is it so late here? Every other school in this country has reading week for Thanksgiving. And here it's like... three quarters into the year, they give us 1 week of break. It's not helpful at all. But anyways, there will not be an episode of Album Authority next week. So this is the end of goth season. Perhaps I will come back to... I will definitely do more goth-related or dark-related music. But I need a week off. Midterms are somehow still happening. I have a midterm next week, which I don't even want to talk... During the break week, it's open book. You know, I can study. I actually have not started studying. I've been doing, like, anything else. Anyways. So I had to leave the show early last time I saw Beth because of said midterm. The other time I saw them was at Real Love. They were great. It wasn't the most atmospheric show because it was like 35 degrees. Beth, you're going to hear their sound, isn't very great in the middle of the day and middle of a music festival where I am like turning into goo because of the heat and I'm like melting in my skin and there's at least like five different substances in me, including heat exhaustion, which is not a substance, but it is a mind-altering state. So that is not the best circumstance, but it also is... maybe a enlightening circumstance to see a band live, any band, but especially Beth. And I really love this band. I've said it already, talked about it. I'm going to play the first song off this album, which is Code of Thieves, and then I will come back and I will talk about the record and I will talk about the differences from it live, and I might just recap a bit of our goth season here for all the listeners who don't take notes for some reason. I just want to remind you all that if you listen to Album Authority and you're not taking notes, please reconsider what you're doing. There will be an exam coming soon. Just please be ready. I really don't want to see anybody fail here. Thank you all very much. Before me, it is faceless, it is greedy.
Just a stain upon the ether. Take this gift.
that was Code of Thieves, Polished, and The Hanging Tree off of Beth's self-titled record released in 2017. And let me just kind of jump right in and say, I think the best part of this band is the bass. Every time I've seen them, I've been able to really just get so sucked into the bass that I almost get like hypnotized into forgetting the vocalist, which sounds bad, but I'll explain. So what happens is I kind of like keep coming back in and out of focus to hearing the vocalist, which is great because I remember how fantastic his voice is. So I think that the bass really lets you get so really focus in on the song that the fantastic vocals of Beth's vocalist, I don't remember his name, just really allows it so that the vocals can really reach and impact in a way that they otherwise wouldn't. Like, this band has an amazing combination of voice, bass, and synth. I think the synth is present on a couple songs. I honestly don't know if it's on this album or if it's on the single Nature of the Crime or just on their... I don't honestly remember if some of the songs they played live are not on studio. And that's the thing. I'm so focused when I see them live that I am not thinking about if I've heard this before or if this is one of their studio songs, because I can just get so present and into the bass, which usually I am not capable of doing at all. And if I've have a dad pen at the show is amazing, because half the time when I do that at a show, I'm thinking about something completely disconnected to the music while I'm trying very hard to focus, and my brain can only think about, I don't know, like Angola or whatever. Unfortunately, in my opinion, I think the best of this album isn't really shown on the Spotify recordings. I guess whatever it is, I think the mixing is a bit off because the bass is just so much quieter, and it really hides what I consider to be like the key kind of like linchpin of the band, which the bass being the what I think the key part of this, I think really puts Beth kind of squarely into the wider goth sound, as I hope by now you guys are all kind of well aware of from what we've been playing. I'll remind you guys again, and if you've forgotten, please refer to your notes. I actually have the bass turned up right now on Spotify, which I honestly forgot you could do, that Spotify has this, what I'm even looking at, like, what do you call this? I don't even know. You can like change the hertz of different parts of the song. I don't know what that would mixer. You can mix it differently. So I have the bass turned up and it sounds, in my opinion, a lot better. Except the last song, "The Hanging Tree," which is a great song, by the way. I have this album on CD, and I brought it here for the show on CD. I put it in the recorder, and then. And then I just totally forgot that I had it in there because the habit of playing off Spotify is so drilled into me. And my other theory is that every time I have to bring vinyl to school for the show, I really remember it because it's way harder to bring on the bus and around campus than just a CD I can throw in my bag. Anyways, so where does Beth fit play into our wider conception of goth music? Well, I think the de-industrial theory that I've been kind of harping on every episode doesn't really fit here, because this is like 50 years after Winnipeg lost its industry. I think my view of goth music as a reaction to de-industrialization really fits for the beginning of the genre, you know, back in the late 70s and early 80s, especially in the UK. But really, as time goes on, like any genre, as time goes on, the music just becomes less of an influence, or less influenced by its environment, and more so just kind of influenced by the genre and other bands themselves. What I'm saying, or trying to say, is that Beth is probably just simply influenced by other goth music. Obvious. But that's opposed to the economic conditions of Winnipeg. If I really wanted to, I can say it comes from the dilapidated condition of our downtown, or I could talk about Point Douglas again and talk about biking around it. But hey, man, I've already talked about it. Okay, I can talk about the same like two things on the show, but I can't tell the same stories. I can tell stories that are very similar, cannot do the same. Oh man, I just My brain totally slipped. Okay. I think when I first saw this band, I saw them at the Royal Arthur. I think that's Royal Arthur. That is Albert, where they used to do all the punk shows back in the day. And they were great there. I think the atmosphere was perfect for the show. It was dark. It was in a place where I go every time. Honestly, I think every time I've been to a like dark 80s night, it's been in the Royal Albert. So it was perfect there. The lighting was great. The singer had this like jacket on. It was like a leather jacket and a bunch of like chains. It was perfect. The atmosphere was great. And that was a weird show because the set list was Jug, a band here that's a hardcore band, Beth, and then it was Jamboree's album release show. It was like three bands that were in no way similar to one another, just kind of thrown on to the ticket together. Actually, the worst part about that show, it was a great show overall, but the worst part was Jug was great, but every time you go to a Winnipeg hardcore show, I think there's only one that I went to that was in the basement of the, what's the Darling Bar. The one time, every other show, there's always one guy who comes to a hardcore band show and just completely ruins it for everybody by just taking it way too far in the pit. Like, this is an indie band's release show, and this guy just came here thinking, okay, I'm gonna just go crazy in the pit. Which, come on, man, like... That's like if at Real Love some guy did exactly that when I think we were moshing to a band covering Song 2 by Blur. Yeah, if somebody decided to go that hard in the pit and just completely ruined it, it would have been awful. Otherwise, the music was great, but all the time at a Winnipeg show, I've heard from the same thing from my roommate. Goes to a lot of hardcore shows, and he says that every time there's at least like one guy that just decides to start crowd killing and just ruin it for everybody. It's awful. Which sucks, because every time you have a pit that actually is good and nobody ruins it, it can be like one of the best shows of my life. But at least the music was great. Halloween, when I saw them last week, that was last week, right? That was, no, 2 weeks ago now, I think. No, last week. They were great. And I will bring this up again, but they played Bela Lugosi's Dead, which honestly I thought would be really hard to keep everybody interested for 9 minutes. But no, everybody was pretty, including me, I was pretty focused. Except for the random conversations with my girlfriend about medieval peasants being dropped into a rave. But that's not our fault, so... Or I guess that's not Beth's fault. That's more so actually our fault. yeah, that's kind of it. All three of those songs are polished is good. It's short. I think it's more of a vocal forward song. I think Code of Thieves is probably the best out of those three. It really starts off slow. Really starts with what I've been talking about with the atmosphere. Really lets you get into the band in a way that Hanging Tree and Polished don't necessarily do. Yeah, that's about it. And I'll get back into the record with, we have Little Smoke and Center of the World. And yeah, I'll come back.
Sound the horn and fill them, I know that I'm so sure. You are the one and you are the sun and I'm your beautiful. You're coming out of my brain, you said, but I won't come out the same. And the gates of ivory came to eyes, I fell right back in game. Allow me to be the consequence of shallow prayers and your empty breath. A tiny feast and a Hollywood strain. Open bodies and forgotten names. Rise up, little smoke. Off your back and into the opera. I'll forgive the moon in time for possession of my blood. The push and the pull of the constant attraction won't be done till I'm in the mud. It all smells the same in here, like some dystopian wet dream. My spine's out of place, so I can't collect the bait. With my arms swinging like cleavers, my mouth is but a motor. We'll be right back.
danger, the wind kept its peace. The birds stalked me with their beating yellow eyes, evaluating the movements of my face. I threw a dollar to the swans, but they knew I had no standing. So they devoured me whole, wrapped up in their beautiful plumes.
That was Little Smoke and Center of the World, once again, by Beth off their self-titled record released in 2017, Beth, which is crazy. I don't know. Again, I really wanted to... I don't know if I said this on air, but I did really want to interview this band. It didn't work out, unfortunately. But I really... I wonder how... I mean, obviously, it's hard to make music, especially if I assume... I'm not 100% sure. These people work full-time to get by, obviously. Local music. wow, that was like 7 years ago. I was thinking, especially with the election on Tuesday, 2017 I was like a fetus. I was 13 years old. How did this come out that long ago? And they're still playing it live. That's crazy to me. I do have to say that Center of the World is probably my favorite off of those two songs. Little Smoke is good. It's, again, a shorter song. I think it's a good shorter song. They're doing something different than the rest of the songs off the album. It's kind of one of a kind. But I do think that this band just really shines on their longer songs. Which is also, the shorter songs are kind of the last, this is the last song, Center of the World is the last long, drawn-out song on the album, which the last two, Immortal Heart and Rats, are far shorter, but I think they're far punchier. I think they're kind of their best versions of a shorter song for this band. Rats especially is kind of the single, the quote-unquote single of this of this album. And I think I've seen the one draw the most reaction live, though I do have to say that regardless of that, I still think the best song I've ever seen them play live was Bela Lugosi's Dead, which blew me away because that is like just such a singular song, and I feel like it'd be really hard to pull off. Obviously, I don't know anything about how to play music, how to sing, or a single thing, but the singer's voice was perfect. The bass was great. I don't know how they pulled that off so well. And spoiler, I will be playing Bela Lugosi's Dead this episode because I have to. It's the end of goth season. I thought it was pretty fitting. Also, I've just been listening to it now from the show, like, all the time, and I need to play it. Which I'm also happy about, because when I did Bauhaus, I was so sad, because I really like to cover, like, just the album. I don't like to add extra things, though sometimes I totally just break that rule. But I just could not find a song to throw out to fit in Bela Lugosi's Dead. It was so hard. I was struggling. It was mental anguish. I threw up nearly. And I have to play it at the end of goth season. And the seasons are changing. I have to say, every year I forget winter, basically. Like, every year I know winter is coming. But it shocks me every time. And it, like, every year I get blown away when it starts to get dark at 5 o'clock, or when it, like, goes anything below minus zero. Anything below zero, not minus zero. I just get blown away completely. Like, and I have the same conversations every year about it. Like, I was just talking to my roommate about how every year I have, like, five conversations that are just, wow, man, I can't believe it's cold. I can't believe the time change happened. And it's a grand conspiracy to make me look like an idiot. But everybody else is like, yeah, this is crazy, man. I can't believe it. I know, like, I'm talking to my coworker who's from Thompson, and where the cold is far worse, and even he is, like, blown away every year at winter. Just cannot believe that it happens again. I think this year, I think they're saying, because of, like, El Niño or whatever, that it's going to be far worse. Last year was tolerable, and I could survive. The year before will be scarred into my memory forever because it was, like, the worst winter of my life. I'm not ready for a day of minus 40 degrees. That might kill me, genuinely. I've been running in the winter for, like, the last couple years, but I don't think I will. I don't think I have it in me this year. I think I will just switch to the treadmill this year for winter, like, fully. I despise the treadmill. I cannot stand it. But if it's, like, shorter distances, I can drag it out of me forcefully and violently. So I'm just going to finish the album here with Immortal Heart and Rats, and I'll come back really quick.
The black hair out of my mouth, strand by strand and meter by meter, wrapped around my tongue like a choking on the filter, with that long black hair wrapped around my waist. I searched the thin white air for a memory. beautiful face. Gone, beautiful dream. Gone, beautiful name. Gone, beautiful pain. Gone, beautiful face. Gone, beautiful dream. Gone, beautiful name. Gone, beautiful pain. I tore my tongue out, but the words just weren't the same. I sold my absolute that I'm the one to blame. I climbed the spire, I sung to you, but I'm still lame. This song cries out to the immortal heart when I don't have much to say. Gone, beautiful face. Gone, beautiful dream. Gone, beautiful name. Gone, beautiful pain. In silence, in silence, in silence, in silence. Gone, beautiful face. Gone, beautiful dream. Gone, beautiful name. Gone, beautiful pain. I lay you over a table, but I will not bind your wrist. Hold your razor with a steady hand, I'll show you where to hit. I long to love you, I live to please you, I better leave. And I cried out to the immortal heart when it turned its back on me. Gone, beautiful face. Gone, beautiful dream. Gone, beautiful name. Gone, beautiful pain. In silence. In silence. In silence. Of me.
that was Immortal Heart and Rats, and that is the end of Beth's 2017 self-titled album, Beth. I love this album. That is the whole album. I think that is the first time I have ever played a full album on this show. Technically, I think I played both of the Cottonwood EPs that my friend picked, but I don't want to talk about that episode because I remember I don't think I even listened to the music before I played it on air. I think that was in the summer and I was just completely done. I did not try whatsoever. So yeah, that's it. That's Beth for today. I'm not gone yet though. I have a couple closing words. Winter's here. Or basically here. Yesterday, I think it snowed for, like, the first time. It was on my street for, like, 2 seconds. It was, like, wow. It was, like, coexisting with the grass. It wasn't frost. It was weird. And I need to start thinking of the best winter albums. I do have something planned for the holidays that's not really super winter-related, but I have it planned anyways. But winter's really the season that, in all honesty, when I think of music that fits for it the most, my brain always just picks an album that has a white cover. Like it's either Radiohead's Moonshaped Pool, which or that one French electronic band, M83. It's, I think, their second album, Dead Cities, Red Seas, and Lost Ghosts. I have not listened to that in years. I remember it being really good, especially Run Into Flowers. Is it Run Into Flowers? Oh my gosh, what am I doing? Yeah, Run Into Flowers. If everybody can listen to that song, that song is great. Everybody listen to that. The other one is, like I said, Radiohead's Moonshaped Pool and Elliott Smith's self-titled, which I think for my mental health this winter, I kind of just want to avoid now. Like, I don't think I really want to get too heavy into Elliott Smith's self-titled again, if I can avoid it. Usually I try to only listen to that on vinyl because I have this beautiful purple vinyl for it, and it's like my prized possession. Anyways, that was Beth. That was the Winnipeg contribution to this season of Album Authority, our goth season. I will be back in 2 weeks' time talking about more music. Who would have thought? That is what I will be doing. I will not spoil it whatsoever what it is going to be. And yeah, so to end goth season, it's only right if I play the Bela Lugosi's Dead to end today's episode. Thank you all for listening to another fantastic, world-changing, and really just genre-defining episode of Album Authority. Thank you all very much.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's Pledge-O-Rama is officially complete, and your support this year was incredible. The funds raised will go towards strengthening the station, from much-needed upgrades to new projects, all to keep the programming you love going strong. It's what keeps this place sounding the way it does. Independent, local, and built by the people who listen. Once again, you showed up for our station. On behalf of our UMFM family, thank you.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
Trout Forest Music Festival is back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. This year's lineup is stacked with standout voices as Union Duke bring their high-voltage harmonies, Bros Landreth return with their signature soul and guitar craft, and folk legend Lynn Miles delivers a songwriting masterclass. Plus, the Mike T. Kerr Trio, Two Crows for Comfort, the Barrel Boys, Sarah Kay, Hendrika, Tommy Douglas Keenan, and more. It's a weekend that ranges from intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talent is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, this is Mike Doty, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg. And rock and roll and grooviness and beautiful things are going to happen. I promise.